All right, welcome back to another episode of a Fit Family Podcast. I appreciate you guys jumping on here again. Fun fact, I accidentally deleted the recording, so I've actually recorded a podcast and now I have to re-record it, so that's good. So anyways, if you're listening to this podcast, what I would really appreciate is if you could screenshot the episode you're listening to, post that in your story, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, and tag me in it. You can tag me at joe.jungmann, J-U-N-G-M-A-N-N. I'd appreciate that. So today I've got a few things, and I'm running solo on this one. So I got a few things to talk about. I'm going to recap kind of some of the important things that were discussed with my last two guests. If you haven't listened to those podcasts, please go back and listen to them. A lot of good information there. And then I'm going to run over kind of some other things. Just finished up my 30-day transformation challenge with 11 participants. Talk about a new product that I am trying out called the Whoop Band. And then I want to talk about plateaus, because it's a little dirty little secret here, but everyone hits plateaus. At some point in time, you're going to hit a plateau. So we're going to talk about what you can do to break through those plateaus. But first, like I said, I want to recap what was discussed with my past two guests. If you listen to the past two guests, they're slightly different in their approach with nutrition. Now, they both have, Silas and Adri, they both have the same goal in mind, and that's to get you to eating higher quality food, getting rid of processed foods, managing your stress levels, and not focused on macronutrient based, not like really harping on those things. And that's really important to understand, is that it's not, unless you're a performance athlete, you probably don't need to be focusing on your macronutrients. Unless you're looking to be absolutely shredded, you probably don't need to focus on those things. Okay. Now, it's not a bad thing to measure your macronutrients for a short period of time, just to give you, like, for example, I like to measure with MyFitnessPal my macronutrients generally like 3 to 5 days a week, just about once a month, just to make sure that I'm still staying on track with where I'm at and my eyeballing skills are still on par. And I think it's important for people to try that. If you've never weighed and measured, you should definitely try it. And once you try it, you kind of have a better idea as to, like, you know, what the amounts you're having, how many, and it gives your coach, if you're working with a coach, a better idea as to, like, how many calories are you actually taking in? Are you way over where you need to be? Are they in alignment with your goals? But that stuff doesn't come until you have sorted out the food quality, right? Like, that's number one. What is the quality of food you're eating? If you're eating a bunch of garbage, then who cares about what your macronutrients are? Like, tell you they're not going to be where they need to be. Let's address the food quality. Let's improve your gut health. Your gut health is directly correlated with your emotional, your mental health. So being able to clean up that gut health from all the processed foods you're eating is that's going to come first before you ever even talk about macronutrients and how many calories you should be taking in. But then there's the other thing that you know, Adri discussed, which is super important, is so often overlooked, and that's your stress and your sleep, your recovery. Okay, look, there's it's a trifecta. You've got your exercise, your nutrition, and your recovery. And the best way to recover is sleep. And if you're not sleeping for at least 7 hours every night on average, and if you're consistently under a lot of stress, you're going to struggle to see any significant results or any significant progress. I've had clients that are getting 3 to 5 hours of sleep on a daily basis, which is, it's crazy. It really is. And then they wonder why They're getting hurt all the time. They wonder why they're not seeing any body composition changes. They're wondering why they're not seeing any strength gains. They haven't PR'd a lift in 3 years. Well, it's because they're working themselves to the bone and they're not sleeping. They're not recovering. And when you're tired and you're fatigued and you're stressed out, most people, most Americans at least, will emotionally eat. They'll eat something that is very unhealthy, or they'll drink alcohol, because, you know, which is also unhealthy in you know, it's not unhealthy in moderation. One drink every once in a while, once a week, a couple of drinks throughout the week, that's not going to make much of a difference at all. But if you're talking 2-3 drinks a night, that's a problem, okay? And it's going to create even an even more negative impact on whatever the goals are that you're striving for, whether it's general health or it's most people, when they're working hard in the gym and they're focusing on exercise or on eating healthy, if you're not seeing results, it's discouraging, it's frustrating. But you need to go back to the basics. You need, like Adri says, the first thing that she addresses is, what is your stress level like? What are your sleeping habits? Because those things are the foundation. Those things are really what needs to be addressed first. So I encourage you guys to consider that when you are deciding, well, why am I not, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this workout program. I'm not seeing any results. Or maybe this nutrition program isn't working because I'm not seeing any results. I haven't lost any weight. My body composition hasn't changed whatsoever. Well, honestly, you need to, if you're not sleeping, if you're really stressed out, if those cortisol levels are really high, you're doesn't matter what you're on, you're not going to really get anywhere, okay? And if you're doubling down, if you're sleeping is terrible and your stress is super high, and then you're going in and you're doing high intensity interval training, or you're lifting heavy weights on a consistent basis, that's hurting you even more. Okay. You need to dial it back, take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit, start doing more, you know, low intensity, steady state cardio. Start going for walks more. Spend more time outside in the sun. You know, take some yoga classes. Get out of the high intensity interval training style gyms. Stop. I know it's fun to work out with your friends, but when you're basically racing your friends in every workout you do, it's going to hurt you. You're going to be pushing it on days when you shouldn't be pushing it. And if your stress levels are super high and you're always tired, and you're working out 5-6 days a week because you're desperate to try to see those results, you're just digging yourself a deeper hole. Okay? You got to dial it back. You got to dial it back. It's so important. And I've seen it far too often. When I was working in a CrossFit gym, man, I'm telling you, the people that there's people who, the majority of the people that weren't seeing results were the same people that were coming in and killing themselves every single day. Every day, and they were under-recovered, by far. Under-recovered, really didn't even have, you know, they didn't have any reason to be pushing it that hard, other than the fact that the people, their friends or the people who they compare themselves to, they saw their score on the board and they're like, well, I got to beat that. And then they get frustrated and they get hurt. And then they don't want, you know, they're no longer enjoying it. And that's really a very overlooked aspect. I mean, we all exercise and eat healthy because we want to see that hard work pay off if you're actually working hard on it. We want to see the results in the mirror. We want to see the results on the scale, right? I mean, otherwise, why are we doing this? I'll tell you why, because there's the physical benefits are just as positive as the mental benefits. I'm telling you, I don't care who it is. You don't look forward to every training session. You're not always pumped up to work out. And in fact, the days where you're not pumped up to work out, but you do it anyways, even if it's something that's not super high in intensity, but it gets the blood flowing, gets it circulating, you get a little sweat on, you feel mentally much, much better. Okay. And I personally don't believe in rest days, full on rest days where you just sit on your ass and don't do anything. I think you need to get the blood circulating. That actually helps you recover faster than just doing nothing and allowing everything to get tight. Now, whether you're, you know, going for a walk, or you're just active with, you're active with, you take your kid to the park, okay? Take your kid to a park and try to sit on a bench. It's not going to happen. Your little kid's going to want you to play with them, okay? So that's active. That's being active. Be active every day. It doesn't need to be a killer workout. And if you're, you should be doing that and not just sitting on your ass on a rest day, okay? All right. I kind of got off on a little bit of a tangent there. So let's move on to the next thing here. I wanted to recap my 30-day transformation challenge that I did. I had a handful of participants. Truth be told, this was the first 30-day challenge I've done. I've done, or on my own at least, I've done these challenges a bunch of times in gyms I've worked at. But this is the first time that I've done it completely solo on my own with my own, coming up with multiple workout programs they could choose from, coming up with the nutrition guidelines that I wanted them to follow. And I gotta say, it was pretty fun. And I really enjoyed the fact that, I could have done intermittent fasting challenge, or I could have done a carb cycling challenge, or I could have made people count and track their macros. I didn't do that. I gave people very sustainable, very easy guidelines to follow. And it was all based around eating whole foods and exercising or just being active on a daily basis. Now, did everybody lose a bunch of weight? No. But the winner did. The winner lost 20 pounds in 30 days. Lost 20 pounds in 30 days. And I mean, that's not to say that not everyone else put in effort. Like, I know for a fact that there's people who put in a lot of effort and didn't see much weight change, but how their clothes fit are different. They've added muscle, lost fat. They are fitter than they were 30 days ago. They have started building that foundation, or started building the habits, or creating those habits of exercising, eating healthy again. And that was really the big takeaway, or my main goal was to give people some sustainable nutrition and exercise, a sustainable nutrition and exercise routine that they could follow and continue to do after the challenge. And that's, I thought that was a big success. But yeah, the winner lost 20 pounds. Super proud of that. A lot of people would be like, oh my gosh, that's not healthy. How could they lose 20 pounds in 30 days? Honestly, I'm going to have him on here for a podcast and he can talk about it more. But it just was consistency. It was consistency with his eating. We used the See How You Eat app. Everyone had to upload their picture on a daily basis of all of their meals. So the accountability was huge. The fact that everyone has to see what you ate. You had to, I didn't say you had to stick to the guidelines. I said, this is what I'm going to advise for eating. I didn't make anyone eat those things. I just said, if you want to win the prize, I strongly suggest that you follow this nutrition program. So I'll have him on here and you can talk about the benefits that he saw there. It was a lot of fun. I'm going to do another one in October. I think I'm going to do 6 weeks this time. Not positive, but yeah, 6 weeks, 4 weeks was good. I think 6 weeks can just be better, personally. And like I said, it was my first go at it, and I think people were right on the cusp of seeing dramatic changes had it been 2 weeks longer, we might have really, I might have seen a couple other people really jump up there. So that was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. I'm happy it turned out the way that it did. Like I said, people were probably eating more than they ever had before that. Like, there's nothing fat about the diet. There was no diet. I was feeding people more than they probably ever were, especially the vegetables. I mean, everyone was like, oh my gosh, I've never ate so many vegetables in my life, which it's not a lot of vegetables, but you know, a lot of people just don't eat vegetables. They maybe eat vegetables, you know, vegetables with one of their meals a day, but a lot of people, it's not even that. So that's the 30-day challenge. It was a lot of fun. Look forward to the next one. Like I said, I'm going to be starting that in October. I could do it again in September, but I just want a little break to recalibrate, get the feedback on everybody, and then work on some other things that I'm looking to install into that. So, all right. So I mentioned that I was, or that I am testing out a new product, and that's the Whoop Band. If you haven't heard of the Whoop Band, go ahead and Google it. WHOOP. It's been around for a little while. and what it does is basically a 24-hour heart rate monitor you wear on your wrist. So it looks like a watch without the watch face, which kind of I wasn't really into. Like, I had an Apple Watch. I'm like obsessive on and having to know what time it is, or if I need to know what time it is, just looking down at my wrist and seeing what time it is. So I didn't think I was going to like that. But the fact that I don't get notifications all day long, like I was getting on my Apple Watch, I was getting multiple notifications every hour, which when you're in the zone, you're working on something and you're like really, you find a nice flow state to get those notifications and completely throws you out of it. It really just kind of jacks you up, and it's really hard to get back into that. And especially when it's happening over and over again. So this I'm not getting any notifications on the Whoop Band, which is super nice. But what, like I said, it's a 24-hour, heart rate monitor. It measures your heart rate variability. The feedback that it gives you on your workouts is awesome. It tells you your strain level, which is basically, there's two different types of strains that it gives you the feedback, or it measures two different types of strains, like your strain throughout the entire day. So how much strain on your body you've had, obviously, by, you know, monitoring your heart rate and your heart rate variability, but also the strain in a workout. And it'll actually give you, so once it calculates your strain, and then your sleep, it'll tell you, it will actually tell you, what your recovery is for the next day. And when it tells you your recovery for the next day, it'll tell you, it'll actually say what, it'll give you a guideline, I should say, as to like what type of activity you should do that day, right? So yesterday my strain level total was 14.4, and I think it goes up to 21, I want to say, something like that, because it basically goes off of the score is based off of, I believe it's based off of your perceived rate of exertion. And if you don't know what that is, you'll have to Google it. But it takes into account that, it takes into account your sleep. Your sleep performance, like I said, I was 62% recovered yesterday. So it told me that, that I could, my workout could be, or the day, the plan for a day of moderate strain, right? That's with 8 hours and 50 minutes of sleep. Supposedly, I'm pretty certain I didn't sleep for 8 hours and 50 minutes. But that's what it caught for me. Compared to, so I did a 30-minute CrossFit, like high-intensity interval training workout. That's all I had time for yesterday, right? And my strain total was 14.4 throughout the day out of 21. 21 being like the highest amount of strain. I believe that's what it goes up to. I'm not 100% positive. I've only had this thing for like a week. So last night I slept for, supposedly, again, what this thing told me was 8 hours and 18 minutes. And it told me I needed 8 hours and 8 minutes of sleep. So I was 100% of my sleep performance. Recovery is at 36% though, which was really interesting. And that basically means that, hey, you're not going to do anything today. You know what I mean? It says that your body is moderately recovered. So it will suggest, it'll basically give you a suggestion like what you should do that day. And I mean, to be honest with you, like on a day like today, and I woke up, I felt a little bit tired, but I felt like I probably could have worked out. I mean, I had the intentions of working out and doing something moderately difficult, if not at higher intensity, because I haven't really ramped it up that much this week. But what's really cool is because it tells me I'm at 36%, even though I felt like I probably could have done a solid workout, I took it easy today. I did some yoga in the morning, took my dog for a walk, and that's really it. And the whole point of that is so that I can be more recovered for tomorrow, so that I can perform in my workout or have a higher performance level in my workout. Now, you're probably thinking, performance level? What do you, you're not an athlete. What do you care about your performance level? Well, performance meaning like, how am I going to be feeling? How's my body going to be feeling? Like, am I going to feel, if I had pushed it really hard today, how's my body going to feel tomorrow? Am I going to feel beat up? Am I going to feel, am I going to be kind of grouchy because I'm really under recovered? I'm tired. How's my sleep going to be? So, you know, that's the really interesting thing about this Whoop band is it gives you that feedback and kind of gives you the guidelines of what you should do today. On that day, and tells you what your resting heart rate is, what your average heart rate variability is, tells you the sleep performance, tells you what your day strain is, all that stuff, so that you can really kind of optimize your day. And I mean, I'm no spring chicken, but I'm not that old either. I'm only 32 years old. I want to be able to continue to work out and continue to lift weights, continue to do high intensity interval training. And I'm not trying to break myself. I've been injured before, and I've had to spend long periods of time away from working out. And working out is one of the things that it's absolutely crucial to what I do. I test out a lot of the workouts that I send to clients that I have or on programs that I write. I mean, I also do it, obviously, for my own physical health. I mean, my own physical and mental health, really. So I have to be able to work out. If I can't work out, I lose my mind. So that's why I really like this Whoop band, is it kind of gives me more guidelines. So even though I'm not, I may feel like I'm actually okay. I may feel like, hey, I could probably work out today and do something pretty moderate, you know, moderate in intensity. This is telling me basically that I can't, that you should probably just chill out today and then come back tomorrow and do something, you know, when you're recovered. So that's really cool about the Whoop band. If you want to check out the Whoop band, go ahead and go to, I think it's just whoop.com. But yeah, what's really, you pay a subscription service, and the prices, there's three different, you know, price points. Look into that. It's $30 a month for the month-to-month, which in my opinion, for something that measures, that gives you all these measurements, and if you geek out on stuff like this like I do, you might actually like it a lot. And it's really nice, like I said, to not have all the notifications from my Apple Watch. I like the Apple Watch, but the more that I'm not wearing it now, the more I'm thinking, ugh, I don't want to put that thing back on because it just stresses you out. So, all right. So that's the Whoop band. Talked about 30-day challenge. Now I want to talk to you about plateaus. I mentioned this in the very beginning of the podcast that everybody is going to reach a plateau. What do I mean by plateaus? I mean plateaus in your training. I mean plateaus in your body composition. I mean plateaus in cardiovascular, like how you feel like in your cardiovascular training, your strength training, all that stuff. Everybody's going to hit a plateau at some point. Now, why are you hitting plateaus? Well, I'm not going to, there's so many variables here, right? And we talked about nutrition, we talked about sleep and all those things, but let's move past that, okay? Let's talk about what you've been doing in your training. Have you been doing the same thing over and over and over and over and expecting something new? Because if you are, that might be the reason why. Your body needs to introduce a new stimulus to your body. So if you've only done weightlifting, if you've only been in the gym and hit machines all day long, or you've just benched and, you know, skipping leg day, all that stuff, then you probably need to start doing something different. A, you should probably stop skipping leg day. But, and B, start mixing in some high intensity interval training, start mixing in some endurance training, or just even if it's, you know, high intensity interval training on a treadmill or running or rowing or biking, do a spin class, do something like that. Don't just do the same thing. You'd be surprised when you introduce that new stimulus, your body has to adapt to it. It has to change. So stop doing the same thing and expecting new results. Okay. That's number one. And these are in no particular order, by the way. I'm just kind of listing them with number two. I would say why you're probably stuck on a plateau is you're just not trying. You're just not trying hard enough in your workouts. Like if you're in your workouts and you're just kind of laying around and you're not really ever getting your heart rate up and you're not really pushing it on the weights and you're just kind of going through the motions, but you're at the gym and, you know, you're there and I work out like 6-7 days a week, how am I not seeing results? Well, you're not trying hard enough. I mean, you're not actually putting forth enough effort to yield results, to require your body to change. It's similar to doing the same exercise over and over again, right? If you're at the same level of intensity all the time, which is on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say your intensity level is like a 3 or a 4, or you barely get above a 5, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. You have to vary the intensity levels. You don't have to do it all in the same workout, but day to day, like, try to change up the intensity levels. Okay. Be at a friggin' 10 one day a week. Try that. If you've never been at a 10 before, here's a workout. Get on a bike, whether it's an Airdyne or it's an assault bike or it's just your stationary bike at a gym. Here's what you're going to do. For 10 minutes, okay, every minute on the minute for 10 minutes, you are going to pedal your ass off as hard as you can for 15 seconds. That's it. And then you're just going to pedal as slow as you want. Repeat that every minute on the minute for 10 rounds, as hard as you can. And if you don't feel your heart rate jack up, if your legs don't feel like they're going to explode, then you're not trying hard enough. But oftentimes I find that to be the easiest way to tell someone who thinks they're going hard to actually feel what it's like to be at a level 10. Okay. Try that. And then keep on cycling. That's not to say you can't be at a 4 or a 5, go for a walk. When you're doing that, you know, be on your walk, but when you're in the gym, you actually got to try. You got to do something. You got to break a sweat. You got to have moments in your workouts where you're just like, holy shit, you know. Number three, reason why you're stuck on a plateau or you're not seeing the gains train has been stuck, is the fact that you're not eating enough. This kind of goes back to the nutrition. Let's say you don't have, your stress is in check. You're sleeping like, you know, 9, 10, 11 hours a day. You're in the work, you're working out, you're working hard. You tried a bunch of different programs, but you're still not getting anywhere. And it might be because you're just not eating enough. People are so scared to eat. You know, honestly, like, I always thought that I was going to be, I graduated high school around 160 pounds, soaking wet. I was always skinny. and I always thought I was going to, you know, until I was probably 20, I think I was probably like, the heaviest I was until I was like 25, 26 years old was 170. And I remember hitting that 170 marker and be like, whew, thank God, I'm finally not tiny. And honestly, what got me from 170 to 200 was just eating more. I wasn't eating enough. And most people are just scared to eat. And if you're not gaining any weight and you're frustrated because you're working out hard and you're sleeping fine, you're doing all the recovery stuff and you're not that stressed out, it's because you're just not eating enough. You got to eat. Okay, you got to eat. It's don't be scared of carbs because you're gonna need some carbs to grow. Okay. Eat often. Eat till you're, if your goal is to gain weight, if your goal is to because I do have some clients that their goal is to gain weight, to get big. You just gotta eat. You've gotta eat, and a lot of people just don't eat enough. Even the ones that are eating frequently, eating 4 or 5 meals a day, they're eating like rabbits. You gotta eat more. Okay. All right. Number five is if you are stuck on a plateau, you might just not be patient enough. If you're freaking out because you haven't seen any gains, or if you haven't seen the scale, number on the scale drop, and you're only 2, 3 weeks in, maybe even 4 weeks in, it's dropped a pound or two, maybe, right? And then it goes back up again. Be patient. Really, 30 days or 4 weeks is barely enough time to lay a foundation. Every one of my clients has signed up for a minimum of 12 weeks. Because really, the 12 weeks is enough time to let that foundation sort of set. It's just enough time to kind of give you a basic understanding of what you should be eating, how you should be exercising, and just really how to live a healthy lifestyle. And I think the number one thing that I've seen since I've been in this, the coaching biz, is just a lack of patience. And I get that you're prob you know that you'd see the people that you want to look like on Instagram on a daily basis. Every single time you open your damn phone, you open up Instagram, you're seeing someone who you want to look like, and you're like, shit, how have I not, I'm not even close to that. Well, how do I get there? Well, maybe I'll try this program. And then this week I'm going to try this program. And then I'm going to hop from workout from this person this day because that looks like fun. But tomorrow I'm going to do this person's workout. And I'm going to try intermittent fasting this one day. And next week I'm going to do keto. And then next week I'm going to do carnivore. Just have patience. Seriously, have patience. See something through for at least 12 weeks. Okay? That would be my best advice. See something through for a minimum of 12 weeks and see where you get. If you haven't gotten anywhere after 12 weeks, then try something new. Okay? If you're actually putting in the work, if you're working hard, if you're actually, eating enough, or your eating is in alignment with what your goals are. Let's say whether, because I don't want to say eating enough. If and a lot of times, sometimes weight loss, you're just not even eating enough. Your metabolism's broken. But let's say your nutrition is in check. Your exercise, if you're exercising consistently, you're actually working hard in the gym. If those things are there, and you're still not seeing results after 12 weeks, then it might be, then it's time to start considering other things. Okay, but consistency and patience. Okay, those are two huge factors in why you're maybe not seeing any results, why you're stuck on a plateau. I can go on and on about the plateau, why you're maybe stuck on it. There's a million different reasons why, but those are just some of the ones that I wanted to talk about today. Because obviously, like I said in the beginning, sleep, nutrition, and exercise is huge, but you have to have patience. You have to be consistent. You have to work hard. You need those in order to see any type of results. You need to stick with it for at least 12 weeks and then reassess. All right, guys, that is it for this episode. I'm working on getting a couple people in next two podcasts. I'm looking to have the winner of my challenge on the next one, and then I got another guest that we're trying to work out a good date to have her on. So like I said, guys, if you are listening to this podcast, you enjoyed it, thank you, number one. And then two, go ahead and give it a screenshot, tag me in that on your Facebook and or Instagram stories. I'd appreciate it, and we'll see you in the next one.